Where does the goddess go on holiday? Why, to Greece, of course. Land of sirens, muses, and goddesses of lore. It's the perfect place for any self-respecting goddess to while away a few sun-soaked days, soaking up history and the adoration of a Mediterranean Adonis in equal measure. I'd been having a blast backpacking through Europe, and demonstrating to a few poor, deluded adults the diabolical effectiveness of steel-heeled boots when it comes to crunching insteps and groins. Honestly, some men need to learn that no means no way in fucking hell. And I think by the time I was done with them, they got the message. Greece was supposed to be a brief stop on my larger journey, but it was irresistibly beautiful. Athens was astonishing. From the open-air market where fish went sailing through the air and cherries were 1 euro per kilo, to the Parthenon and the Bath of the Four Winds, and delicious gyros just a block from the hostel. But what lingers in my memory the most vividly are the islands. In particular, Ios. I'd heard all about the neighboring island Santorini, a mecca for everyone who wanted a good time they wouldn't be able to remember in the morning. The party capital of the Mediterranean. But just a short ferry ride away, there was Ios. Its mountainous terrain and rather shallow harbor made it a poor choice for the type of grand-scale resort investments Santorini benefited from, which left the island as a semi-private Eden, with challenging hiking trails, gorgeous vistas, and stunning ivory sand beaches with luminous turquoise blue and green water. As it turns out, Greeks know how to recognize a goddess when they see one. Or rather, hear one, as the case may be. What follows is the tale of how I had an all-expenses-paid vacation in an oceanfront suite on Ios, thanks to a little impromptu serenade. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call sometime at 1-800-356-6196, and we can swap travel stories. Or visit my blog at eroticphonemistress.com for the latest story.